Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park lets off steam for well over a million tourists each summer. Now a new addition at Old Faithful, a cell phone tower, has touched off a debate on the mission of America's national parks. Andrew Grace of Wyoming Public Radio reports.
It's a chilly spring morning at Yellowstone National Park, and a handful of tourists stroll around the boardwalk surrounding Old Faithful. The geyser has just finished erupting and will erupt again in about an hour and a half. As one group of tourists with cameras slung over their shoulders walks back to the parking lot, another group takes its place. Some enter a small movie theater in the visitor center to watch a short film about the natural history of the park.
Listen to Yellowstone.
On a hill just south of the visitor center, the large metal cell phone tower stands among a patch of lodgepole pines. Lane Baker, Yellowstone's deputy chief ranger, says cell phones have become important for emergency responders.
If you can utilize what's there to help us respond to emergencies or incidences or provide the services that people have come to expect without adverse effect to the environment, then I don't have a problem with that.
Baker says only about 2% of Yellowstone is developed, and that the towers, there are a total of 5 in the park, are only located in heavily trafficked areas. Still, after a Park Service employee complained about the tower, the environmental group PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, began a campaign against cell towers in all national parks. Jeff Rook, the executive director of PEER, says the use of cell phones in national parks is contributing to what his group calls the death of solitude.
The Park Service right now is engaged in a fairly expensive campaign to try and increase visitorship. And the heart of their pitch is, come to a national park and commune with nature. Well, as we understand, the situation we're fast approaching is when you commune with nature, there's a good chance you're going to be hearing the beep of a cell phone.
Okay, go get it. Turn around.
South of Yellowstone, Jack Turner throws a frisbee to his dog Rio near the base of the Teton Mountains. A former philosophy professor turned author and mountain guide, Turner lives in an isolated cabin outside Jackson, Wyoming. He believes it may be too late to salvage solitude in many national parks.
I think that one thing that wilderness advocates have to face up to is that there are an enormous number of Americans who simply are not interested in, quote, a wilderness experience, unquote. They're quite happy to drive through Yellowstone in their car. They're quite happy to have a nice meal at the lodge and then go walk on the boardwalks for 100 yards and look at Old Faithful. And that's about as much as they want.
And Turner believes the National Park Service is meeting that demand.
You have to look at it a bit historically and see that what national parks were designed to do originally is quite different from what we expect of, say, wilderness areas. And the parks have been, and it's right there in the clause that founded them, have been oriented towards entertainment. And if you look at how the American public wants to be entertained, well, you've got Old Faithful.
Back at Yellowstone, Old Faithful is scheduled to erupt any minute. In this early season crowd, no one is on a cell phone. East Coast visitor Ronnie Mayer thinks that's a good thing.
We live in an urban area. We live in New Jersey. And you cannot walk on the street or be in a public building without having 9/10 of the people with a phone plastered to their heads. And, you know, come here and not to see that is very special.
Soon the geyser begins to erupt as scheduled and cameras start flashing.
Here.
After a minute or so, it begins to die down.
Oh, that was pretty spectacular.
I wouldn't have wanted to miss that.
For NPR News, I'm Andrew Grace in Yellowstone.
Came all the way from New Jersey for that. I'm glad I didn't miss it.